This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, start of hour number three, final hour of the broadcast week for Moi. Doc Walker will be in tomorrow. And I'll be out Monday as well, back on Tuesday with you, which is a reprieve for many of you. I'm just teasing. Well, maybe I'm not. We'll get back to the calls in just a couple of minutes. Got to hold off here for just a wee little bit. But there is some news that AMAC does a great job during the show because I'm so busy kind of navigating everything. So he sees a lot of things that I don't see or I haven't gotten to just yet. But this one just crossed maybe about 10 minutes or so ago. Apparently, Myles Garrett is unwilling to negotiate a contract extension with the Cleveland Browns. His agents have apparently, according to Mary Kay Cabot, quote, slammed the door shut on any discussions. Garrett remains firm. He no longer wants to be in Cleveland, per Mary Kay Cabot, who's a longtime Browns beat reporter. Now, I think what happened here is the Browns thought Myles Garrett's frustration was fueled and largely because he wanted more money. And maybe they weren't wrong on that. I'm sure he does want more money. He's got a pretty favorable contract, certainly to an acquiring team, which is why most people expect whoever winds up with him, if somebody else winds up with him, that they'll do an immediate contract extension. Unlike in the case of Marshon Lattimore, that they would do an immediate contract extension. That being said, I'm sure the Browns were kind of letting it be known, hey, we can solve this. We can take care of this. We can make him good. We can make him happy. We can take care of him. You know, in some way, shape, or form, when discussing Myles Garrett with the Browns. Hey, we want him to be here. He's our best player. He's only 30. We want him to go from Cleveland to Canton. You know that $1.25 million base salary that he's got? We can we can convert some, we can add to that. We can give him a healthy raise. We can figure out a way to not expand his cap number all that much, but give him more money. An adjustment. Through an extension, he's got 2025, upcoming year, and 2026 on the books. Very, very, very low base salaries. The reason why his cap number is high, and or not even high, 19.7 and then 20.3 over the next 2 years, is because of the prorated signing bonuses, which already has been paid out. And then, you know, what is listed as other bonuses, which I probably per game or roster bonuses or however they break that down. That's the only reason why that's the case. The reason why, again, the Cleveland Browns really can't trade Myles Garrett, even if they wanted to, before June 1st, in why it's a dead money hit of $36.2 million before June 1st is, again, because of the prorated signing bonus over the next 2 years, the very low base salaries that we just mentioned, and some of those bonuses from this year, and I believe some from next year that are triggered this year, that would add up to over $36 million worth of dead money. And again, the Cleveland Browns were way over the cap. Now, they're much lower because of the cap increase, but the point being is they're saying, hey, man, we'll make good. We'll make you happy. You stay if we give you more money. We'll do an extension. And apparently Myles Garrett is saying, I want nothing to do with you, which is kind of his right. But as I've said all along, now he's got to be willing to hold out, which he had no problem doing out of training camp. The question becomes week one of the NFL season. Trent Williams didn't bat an eye in 2019, did not care because he had made so much money, did not matter in 2019. Remember? He didn't show up until it mattered, until he was going to lose the year of accrual at the end of October, and then they resuspended him. But he didn't lose the year of accrual. And that may be the case with Myles Garrett. This is heading towards, never mind just a training camp holdout, I think this is heading towards a, Myles Garrett is serious? Okay. Let's see what he does week one, week two, week three, week four, week five, week six, that type of thing. I don't think Myles Garrett, my estimation, is available until the trade deadline. When he's been holding out and he simply refuses to budge. 7 weeks, 8 weeks, or whenever the trade deadline is, 8 weeks into the season, 9 weeks into the season, whatever it is, whatever that date is. All right, let's get to Glenn in Knoxville. Is that Knoxville, Tennessee, Glenn?
No. It's,
oh, Knoxville, Maryland.
Maryland.
Okay. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Where is Knoxville, Maryland? I'm sorry.
It's near Brunswick or Harper's Ferry area.
Okay. All right. There you go. There you go. Was not aware. All
anyway.
Right. Well, thanks for the call.
Yeah, it's itty bitty town. So, anyways. So I'm in for the 15 minutes, except I hate tie ball games because it drives me nuts for whatever reason. And I wanted to see them go to like a let's start at the 50 and every team gets to kick it. The first one that misses, you're the loser for that day. So.
Wait. So you're saying start possession at the 50?
I'm saying play football for the first 10 minutes. Now we're still tied.
Okay.
Now the last five minutes, let's do a kickoff for, you know, whoever has the ball last. You know, they get to put it at the 50-yard line. He kicks it, he makes it. Bring down the team out. 50-yard line, kicks it, he misses, and you get your winner or whatever.
Am I missing something though? That's a 67-yard field goal, right? I see what you're saying. It's after the 10 minutes to avoid having the tie, which I don't want either, ideally. But I understand why they went from 15 to 10 minutes. You're saying have a kickoff to break essentially the tie, which therefore reduces the wear and tear on the players, but gets us a winner. The only problem with your solution, and I think it's actually pretty creative, is I don't think you could start it at the 50. Now, if we're talking about at the 40.
Well, yeah, 40-yard line, whatever we decide, could mm-hmm. be and then it puts the spotlight on your kicker, too. So, hey, I better have a good kicker I get into this situation during the football season. So.
Interesting. Okay. That could be a way to avoid going back to the 15-minute thing, to break ties, which everybody seems to hate. That could be a way to do that. The problem is, I could see this happening. So many teams hate, or people hate kickers for whatever reason, and they view them almost as like not a part of the team, even though that's absurd and ridiculous. So I could see that being a problem in perception. I don't know.
Well, I remember.
Go ahead.
I remember Mark Mosley was one of my favorite.
Sure.
Redskins back in the day. You know, he was, and Tress Way. I love him. Man.
Yes.
He's the man. You know.
But look, Mark Mosley won the NFL MVP. For God's sakes.
And, I know.
And Tress Way has been the face of the franchise until Jaden Daniels got here.
And you know, before we had the two-point conversion, you better have a guy that's going to get you at least with that 1 point and three during the game.
Yep.
Need be. So, but whatever.
I agree. Hey, not a bad proposal. Hey, not a bad proposal. Interesting.
Hey, Chris, yes. Great show as always.
Thank you, Glenn. I appreciate
you. I'll let you go, buddy.
I appreciate you. Thank you for listening. Bye. Thank you for calling. Good idea. Not bad. I would be in favor of that because, AMAC, I don't know if you agree. Like, if you're understanding Glenn, his proposal like I am, you play the 10 minutes of overtime as currently is. Now, you would still have to fix whether both teams get a possession in the regular season or not. You'd still have that element to fix.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not expanding back to 15 minutes,
mm-hmm.
which is where the crux of Glenn's proposal comes in, saying, okay, however we play the overtime period, 10 minutes, blah, 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 fine, whatever, we can still debate that. But we get to 10 minutes, it's still a tied game. Instead of ending in a tie, have a kickoff. And if I say start having the kickoff, Glenn's proposal was at the 50. I think that's too hard. I say at the 40, which is a 57-yard field goal, right?
Uh-huh.
And you go basically like a hockey shootout. Maybe you don't have a round of three. Maybe it's just kick for kick. And whoever can make...
It just keeps going until somebody misses.
Yeah, or until somebody makes and then somebody misses.
Yeah, right. I mean, that's a damn good idea. The only thing I would say is, what about if two people miss?
But then you keep kicking, right?
Just keep kicking from that distance until somebody makes it.
It's like the new version of the kickoff. It's basically like the shootout in overtime, only I would think if you were ever to consider this, you wouldn't do the initial round of three in the NFL because that's a lot to ask a kicker to kick a round of 57-yard, let's just say ball spotted at the 40, 57-yard field goal. You wouldn't say, like in hockey with the shootout, it's best of three, right?
Yeah.
You wouldn't say best of three, 57-yard field goals, that's a lot to ask, right? Especially if then a game continues and now you're asking my kicker to kick 6, 7, 8, whatever it is, 57-yard field goals, that is a lot to ask. So I would think if you were to do something like this to Glenn's proposal, again, you would have tied game after 10 minutes. We're not expanding it to 15, okay? Which I don't think they really want to do because, again, it adds injuries, it adds wear and tear. They want the Thursday night games. That's all they care about. They want the Monday night game turnaround into the Sunday short week, all that stuff. People forget about that. That's a short week as well. People forget about that all the time. They don't want these games to extend in the regular season, so you have the kickoff, essentially. But again, you would have to, and maybe what you can do to have the round of three, if you will, to make it a little more fair, is start at the kick one at the 30, which is a 47-yarder, kick two at the 35, which is a 52-yarder, kick three at the 40, which is a 57-yarder, and that's how you decide the game, right? And give essentially each team a matching possession in the regular season, as opposed to just in the postseason, right? Again, I think that's part of that. What has to be settled here is that we have one set of rules for the postseason, one set of rules for the regular season, which, again, I don't love, but hockey does the same thing. I mean, hockey regular season overtime is 3-on-3, and then the shootout in the Stanley Cup playoffs, it's full 5-on-5, and it goes forever, right? I mean, so, again, I understand sports having different rules. I don't love it, but I understand it. There's another component that's being rumored about that I wasn't really thinking of, but apparently for the competition committee, I guess, to consider, and this won't be settled, I don't think, until the ownership meetings, which are in late March. But basically, kickoff returns saw a 57% increase in 2024 and lowered the amount of injuries. So the kickoff adjustment apparently very much worked in terms of how the NFL measures things. More kickoffs, one, clearly 57% increase, and lowered the amount of injuries. I think that was the two most important things to them. However, now, apparently, they're going to try and further improve the chances of returns. Not necessarily prevent more injuries, but further increase the chance of returns by putting touchbacks at the 35-yard line instead of the 30-yard line. Remember, touchbacks, before they changed the rule last year, used to be at the 25-yard line. And initially, they used to be at the 20-yard line. So we've gone from the 20 to the 25 to the 30, and now they want to move to the 35. And this is, again, for kickoffs that do not land in the landing zone, which is the 20 to the goal line, meaning in the goal, in the end zone area or through the end zone, but in the end zone area beyond the landing zone, when a player decides simply to catch it in the end zone and kneel down and not return it. That would punish the defense or the kicking team to the ball being all the way pushed out to the 35-yard line. I hate this. Here's why I hate it. Excuse me. Once again, you are making it harder and harder and harder for defenses to matter and to be the stalwart of a team. You're making it easier and easier for NFL teams to score. And here's why I think they're doing it. Number one, they want more offense, which is beyond clear. All they really care about is offense, in my opinion. They'll hide behind the player safety thing. They'll hide behind the, no, we want fairness thing, blah, 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 blah. They want more offense because offense sells tickets and increases ratings and makes them more money. But here's what I want you to pay attention to. Last year, during the 2024 regular season, the NFL league-wide average points per game, per team, 22.9. In 2023, it was 21.8. In 2022, it was 21.9. In 2021, it was 23 points per game. In 2020, COVID year, it was 24.8 points per game per team. That's where they want the number. They want the number 24-plus points per team. And ideally, if they could get to 25 points per game or 26 points per game per team, that's what they want. More offense, average across the board. That's what they care about. They want more kickoff returns, yes, but really what they want is more points per game scored. and they saw a dip. They saw a dip for whatever reason, quarterback injuries, quarterback inefficiency, teams taking away big explosive plays, again, more touchbacks, less big kickoff returns that don't necessarily always equal a touchdown, but put teams in better scoring positions, all of that stuff. They're trying as best they can to, yes, increase the amount of kickoff returns, but more importantly, I think they are trying to up that scoring average per team per game from what it was back in 2020, 24.8 points per game, 24.8 to what it was this year, which is 2 points lower per team per game at 22.9. That's what this is about. Put a team at the 35. A, it encourages more returns. B, it punishes the defense even more and the kicking team even more. Put it at the 35, it's easier to score. More points, more eyes, more dollars. That's what this is about. 323 on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. We'll get to Sanchez coming up on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
All right, before I go too far, the Minnesota Vikings apparently have been identified as a pursuer or having interest, I don't know if it's strong interest, but interest in Jonathan Allen. This according to a report from, let me get the dude's name right, Darren Wolfson of 5 Eyewitness News and Score North in Minnesota. So he said apparently to suggest that Allen would have interest in the Vikings, I would say you are accurate in doing so. So actually, I read the report wrong. He's saying that Allen has the interest. He's not saying that the Vikings have the interest. My bad. So, but, you know, you could say that that makes sense as well. Here's how it further makes sense, and I don't know what their relationship is. Remember who the Vikings head coach is. It's Kevin O'Connell. Kevin O'Connell was on this coaching staff, granted on the offensive side, for many years. I guess for 3 years that Jonathan Allen was here, 2017, 2018, and 2019. So that's one in terms of Allen winding up there. As well, just real quickly, kind of taking a look at this, in terms of defensive tackle, right? We know that the Vikings have a huge issue at the quarterback spot, which would seem to make, like, Jonathan Allen or any veteran going there questionable, to say the least. But they also have, remember, Aaron Jones is a running back, is a free agent, right? But from a defensive perspective, it's an aggressive scheme. Brian Flores loves to blitz, loves to get upfield. They signed, they have Jonathan Bullard, who's a free agent. They have Jerry Tillery, a defensive tackle, who's a free agent. So they could have very much an opening there. Jonathan Greenyard was signed last offseason, had a pretty good year for Minnesota. So John Allen is kind of looking at it like, aggressive defensive scheme. I could have 10 sacks, and I could get a big-time contract out of that. I wonder if that's what he's thinking. It sure as hell wouldn't be, hey, man, I'm going to Minnesota for the weather. Wouldn't do that. All right. Sanchez, hang in there. We're going to get to you right after a final trending alert right here, right now, on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, we told you lots of NFL news, as you would expect, with the combine going on still. Travis Kelce going to return to play. He told Pat McAfee after his GM, Brett Veach, certainly indicated that 2 days ago at the scouting combine in Indianapolis. Apparently, he said he can't go out like that, meaning the Chiefs' Super Bowl disaster and performance. As well, the NFL setting the salary cap officially today at $279.2 million. The Commanders reportedly have about $82 million worth of cap space. From the NBA, Greg Popovich visiting for the first time with the San Antonio Spurs since his stroke in November. He won't return this season. His future is unclear. Wizards off tonight. The Caps are not off tonight. They're in action against Jordan Binnington, who won the championship for Team Canada in overtime a week ago up in Boston as their goaltender. Binnington and the St. Louis Blues, just one game over 500, 27-26-6, come into Capital One Arena to take on the Capitals, who lost on Tuesday night to Calgary. Alex Ovechkin, obviously 12 away. You can hear it, 106.7 The Fan and the Odyssey app, and that's what's trending.
Rooster! Okay!
It is the Rooster. I can't deny. Final 20 minutes or so of the show. Linnell Willingham in for Craig Hoffman today, who is, I guess, traveling back from the combine. He just got there. Okay. He just got there, and he's already coming back. It's weird. I don't know. I know workouts start today. I think it's today. Looks like NFL.com is introducing this Combine IQ thing for more data that they're all tweeting about, and I just initially checked it out. Hey, more information, more data, the better. Sometimes people get paralyzed by it, but not me. All right, let's go to our guy Sanchez here on the Team 980. Sorry to keep you on hold so long, brother. Appreciate you as always. How are you?
I'm doing well, Chris. Hey, you ain't got to apologize. It's your show, brother. We sit, wait, and listen and consume. I know some people don't understand that, but
I appreciate you understanding. How's the little guy doing, all right?
He's good, man. You see him. He's a hockey fan, brother. He was yelling at it. He was sitting in my lap. He literally, like, stared at the screen and just yelled, and then I let him down. He was sitting there. I stood there in front of the TV, and I'm like, Zane, you're going to go blind, son. You're already loud as your dad. So, you know, but we're working on
that's
him.
He's awesome.
Got some Nationals gear on today.
Attaboy. You guys do a great job chronicling his ascent through life on Instagram. That's how I kind of follow it. I see it pop up. You're a good dad, and obviously your wife doing a good job despite being a Cowboys fan. That's her burden to bear. But you guys are doing a great job. And what? It was his birthday recently, right? 1 year? Yes?
Yeah. He turned a year old on the Super Bowl.
All right. There you go. Happy birthday.
He's been doing good. So I appreciate it. I'm kind of I look up to like good fathers like you and like our guy Paul and stuff. So you know I don't know anything. I'm just learning.
Learning as you go. I'm still learning. 24 years into this damn thing, man. But it's in all seriousness, it's the coolest fraternity in the world. So
you ain't lying. But it's the overtime thing, man. I have never understood in my life. This shows you how incompetent and inept the competition committee is, the NFL is, that they continue to fumble the ball on overtime when it's the easiest thing in the world. What you do is you start it. This is what you have to do. You do like college did, right? You know how they start at the 20? Let's back it up to the 50 or to the offense is like 40 or something. And you start from there. And if they score, they score. The other team gets a chance. If they score and the other team didn't, overtime's over with. We don't need ties in the NFL. Ties aren't sexy. They're not even J.C. Penney's catalog attractive. That's how bad ties are. This is not soccer. If hockey can figure out not giving ties, how come the NFL, they've had this point system where they you get the extra win and all this stuff for like, what, 20-some-odd years now? Like, how can we not figure this out if I'm the National Football League? They should be embarrassed by this. This crap that they have to do, and you know, I know people say fairness and everything. I say fairness is a social construct. It's an arbitrary term. It doesn't matter. But, you know, that's the easiest way. You give everybody a chance, and if they don't do it, they don't do it. Overtime will be over with quick. You might hit your over on it. It doesn't matter. Do it like college did, modify it a little bit, and then get rid of this awful kickoff. That's not attractive either. But I agree with you. They're making it harder on the defense, Chris, and that's what.
Well, that's what. Yeah, that's the real. That's the really disappointing thing. And like. I guess, you know, here's the thing. I totally get if they're trying to reduce the amount of wear and tear, all that, bodies, this, that, and the other thing. I mean, first of all, they could always not have Thursday night football, but they're never going to do that.
Or 18 or 17 games.
Or 17 games, right.
For a different day.
Here's the one thing that I would say. Like, what I don't want is like, you know how in college they have with the ball at the 25-yard line and matching possessions, and then I think it's, what, the second overtime it goes to the
Yeah, don't do the two-point conversion thing. No, don't do the two-point conversion shootout.
Correct.
No,
Correct. Yeah. I think it's the second overtime where it goes to that. Maybe it's the third overtime. I can't remember from that Georgia-Georgia Tech crazy-ass game. What I want is real football. But I will say this again, this is just me, right? I do not want a situation where we're sitting here going, well, I didn't get a chance to win the game. No. Defense. I understand. Offense is I'm bitching about them trying to favor the offense. But from a defensive perspective, right, as long as we're being fair to the defense, meaning not spotting the ball at the 35-yard line if there's a touchback, meaning give the defense a chance. Say, hey, you know what? You guys have a chance to make a stop or create a turnover. And if you can't and they score a touchdown, then that – them's be the breaks. I don't have a problem with that, but everybody seems to have a problem with that. Everybody wants like this system of fairness because that's what we do in overtime in the postseason. Well, we used to not do that in the overtime in the postseason. We only did that because the media and the Chiefs bitched and moaned like little babies about not getting a fair chance.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're absolutely right, and it needs to be across the board. You don't go into overtime and change the overtime rule. If it's something, especially, you don't change the structure of it when you go to the playoffs as opposed to being in the regular season. It needs to be across the board in that respect. I know hockey does a little different when they do 5-on-5 and 20-minute periods.
Yeah.
It's sudden death. But it's hockey,
It is very different, and I don't love it, but I understand it because you have an 82-game regular season. You can't have sudden death, during the regular season. But for football, ideally, I think you can make it similar. It's easier to make it similar postseason and regular season. The thing for me, again, is do we need to make it fair to each team in the postseason? Do we need to? Or are we just saying, listen, it's football. Defense is football, too. Even though, again, I'm bitching about them making it harder for the defense, if we find a way to find a system that says, hey, you know what? Like, defenses have a chance. Teams have to go 75 yards, not 65 yards. Teams have to go 80. Maybe we have different kickoff return rules in overtime so that a team is not, if they're going to move it to the 35, if there's a touchback now, like we were talking about earlier, maybe now we don't do that. Maybe we put it at the 25. And again, we're talking about different rules. But I don't know. Like, to me, it just seems like everybody wants everything to be fair, and not everything is fair. There's a lot of unfairness in the world.
Right.
You know?
That's right. You're right. It's a social construct.
I'm constantly reminded of that when I look at my paycheck. There's a lot of unfairness in the world.
Look, when you work for the Commonwealth of Virginia, I tell you the same thing. It ain't fair. You're right about that, brother.
I hear you, brother. Thank you. I'll talk to you soon. Good. I appreciate you. Tell your little boy I said hi. All right, that's my guy, Sanchez. All right, so real quickly, just kind of, I think we hit on most of what I wanted to get to today. I have a list that just never kind of ends, and it just gets added to after I do my initial show prep, either late at night or in the morning. The one thing that I haven't gotten to, and I'll spend a couple of minutes on this before we do Dum Dum of the Day. Justin Tucker finally spoke, the Ravens place kicker. He says, quote, I guess he talked to OutKick, which is the controversial website, his first public statement. Quote, it devastates me to know that anyone I have worked with would not have felt respected and valued as a professional, but more importantly, as a person. And to anyone who has felt otherwise, I am sorry. I want you to know I am committed to ensuring that everyone I interact with continues to feel that I respect them and care about them as a human being. Of course, he's been accused by 16 massage therapists from 8 different Baltimore area spa wellness centers. This all according to the Baltimore Banner. And initially, the report came out, and then it was expanded. Apparently, it happened between 2012 and 2016. I have no idea what's happened since 2016. Maybe he doesn't go to massage, but I have no idea, right? I mean, he was accused of not only inappropriate behavior, but there were some very specific allegations. He said, "I maintain I did not act inappropriately at any point before, during, or after professional bodywork treatment session, nor have I been told I am unwelcome at any massage therapy provider. These claims are simply not true." His wife is standing by him, right? You know, his lawyers are obviously, you know, the Ravens were kind of like, "Oh, we'll see." You know, they're concerning. They're whatever. His wife said the false allegations against Justin have caused so much hurt to our family. I believe my husband and I love and support him fully. Again, Eric DaCosta and the Ravens, we told you this the other day, called the allegations, quote, serious and concerning, but he wants the NFL, who's already investigating, to finish its investigation and make its determination. I have literally no idea what happened here and how they go about proving this. I can almost tell you what's going to happen here. Kind of same thing, but not, of course, I don't know. But what happened with Brandon McManus and the allegations on the flight is essentially becomes a he said, she said. Really hard to prove unless you have physical proof, meaning video or some sort of audio or some sort of DNA. Really hard to prove. And it's easy for him, Tucker, to say, "I have no idea what happened here. I have no idea why I'm being accused of this. I didn't do it. I treat everybody with respect." Very easy for him to say that. Very easy for his wife to say that. Just like I guess it's easy for massage therapists to say this. But I would ask, why would massage therapists, multiple ones, just come out of the blue and happen to accuse one individual just because a newspaper or a publication asked some questions and did an initial report? That's weird. Two, I would just say this. Why did, and this probably would help Justin Tucker as of right now, why did any of this not happen supposedly after 2016? Like, if you're doing this from 2012 through 2016, it's hard for me to believe that all of a sudden you just realize you were doing wrong and then you're not going to do it from 2017 on. So I don't know. I'm kind of in the middle on this between he's saying that he didn't do anything of the sort. They're saying multiple times and multiple spas and multiple therapists. He did. Between 2012 and 2016, there's no evidence or there's no accuse. There's no report or anything from past 2016, which doesn't make any sense. So did he correct what he was doing? Or did he just not do it and didn't do it at all? I have no idea what to make of this. Here's what I would say. Just real quickly, and I don't know what's going to come out of this. Justin Tucker's really struggled for the last year and a half. Before that, he was on a Hall of Fame trajectory. This is going to be fascinating to watch how the Ravens handle this. All right, coming up, Dumb Dumb of the Day. We wrap up the show, wrap up the broadcast week for moi next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Let me ask you a question, Rooster. You like to tussle?
I don't know what she just said, but that's okay.
Let me ask you a question, Rooster. You like to tussle?
That's what she said. Yeah, I like to tussle. I like to get after it a little bit. Hey, Mac, you know what time it is, right? We have to say goodbye, but before we do so, we have to expose the idiocy of America. Nah, headline in the Associated Press in the oddities section. Thieves nab pricey bulldogs from a Colorado pet store after faking a seizure. What? Yeah. So a couple of thieves nabbed a pair of high-priced bulldogs from a Colorado pet store, according to the Associated Press in Denver, Colorado, over the weekend. What happened was three men walked into the pet store in Denver a few minutes apart. They walked around. They asked questions about the puppies. Apparently, the puppies sell for almost $4,300 each, according to the sheriff's office. A 37-year-old man, one of the three men who walked in the store, appeared to be having a seizure. And while he was struggling and being attended to, one of the other men lifted the lid off of the pen where the puppies were kept and took two of the puppies and began running out of the store. An employee tried to tackle him. The man dropped the puppies, but managed to grab them again and run out with a second man into an awaiting gold Cadillac Escalade with tinted windows and no license plates. That was right outside the store. It's all according to the sheriff and the police report. The man who allegedly faked a seizure, they found out, was arrested on suspicion of conspiracy to commit a felony theft and drug possession. Investigators, however, are looking for the other two men and the getaway driver. However, the good news is, sort of, one of the puppies stolen was later returned by a woman who bought it for $1,500 from a street vendor and realized that the dogs in the photos shown in news coverage of the theft looked like the dog that she had bought. Could you imagine faking a seizure, stealing dogs worth $4,300 apiece, getting arrested for faking a seizure, running off, stealing dogs, still on the loose, and selling one of them at least? Ah, what a disaster. What a crappy country we live in for more reasons than one. All right, Mr. Voice Guy, I jumped in there. That does it for us for the week. Again, Doc will be in tomorrow from 1 to 4, as I'll be out Friday and Monday. Back with you on Tuesday at 1. Linnell Willingham is in for Craig Hoffman next. Please lend him your ear. Great job out of AMAC. Thanks to you guys on the phones. Have a great weekend. I'll see you on social as well. At WrestleMania621, at Chris Russell DC on the gram. Adios.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omacid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.